When it comes to new sport, it doesn't get much newer than this. Over the past few years, drone sales have rocketed, yes, pun intended, with most electronic stores selling multiple variations on the remote control drones for people to buy for their own use. But rather than just spying on neighbours with it, which we all know people are doing, it's quite weird, there's something else you can be doing instead. You could be racing drones. Now, the national titles were recently held up in Queensland with an international world championship of drone racing coming up in Hawaii. Prize money totaling $100,000 US. It's absolutely a sport on the rise. So to teach us more about it, I'm joined by James Martin. He's from the Sydney Multi-Rotor Racing Club. Good morning, James.
Good morning there, Nick.
Now, tell us a little bit about drone racing. What's the course like? How do you actually race them? How many people are racing at the same time? Give us an idea.
Certainly, mate. Well, Nick, at the moment, mate, it's known as FPV, or first-person view. Basically, you've got video signal transmitted from the front of the drone to a pair of goggles that you've got on, effectively turning you into the pilot. You're flying around a course in three dimensions, going through gates, up into the air, back down. It's quite dramatic and fun to watch, as well as participate in.
It'd be incredible to see that video footage as well. I mean, do the feeds get seen by spectators as well, or only the racer?
Well, the feed is broadcast, so anyone who's got a receiver can pick up on it. So we can have televisions in the crowd, people with their own goggles and devices being able to watch. It's very much a crowd sport as well as pilots.
Now, is this a case of just whoever's got the best quality drone wins? I mean, obviously there's a bit more technique and skill to it.
You'd probably be surprised to hear that the drone parts themselves are very cheap. To build a racing drone, you're probably averaging about $550 worth of parts.
Wow.
And all these parts, they do have certain standards that most pilots stick to. They've got their favourite brands, that sort of thing. But majority of the time it comes down to skill level. Anyone can pick up anyone's drone and fly it around, but it comes down to the reactions that these guys have, and they're quite honestly amazing to watch.
So
very, very precise movements.
Tell us about the course, though. So it's not just about speed. It's not just how quickly you're going in one direction. You mentioned it was three-dimensional, so I'm assuming there's obstacles to get around, over, under.
That's right, mate. Well, the course was set up by the Australian FPV Racing Association. Basically, mate, they've come together, they've put gates along the ground. You zoom very low off the ground, about half a metre or so, through a gate, and then quickly need to veer up into the air to go through a tower of terror. You've got metal to avoid, you've got hoops to go through. It's definitely three-dimensional, just like with most courses. You can fly up into the air, do a quick little trick, come back down and zoom along the ground again to get some fast speeds and some quite dramatic entrances and exits to
and
these gates.
How quickly are people getting through these courses? How long does an average drone race last for?
Most courses, the course that we had, the fastest lap time we had was just over 20 seconds, but the average was about 25 seconds or so per lap. It's entirely up to you. You can have them to be very, very fast with drones getting up to 110 kilometres an hour, or you can combine that with highly skilled quick hairpin turns, loop-de-loops, power loops, all sorts of different obstacles you can introduce into drone racing.
So the national titles, as I said before, were held in Queensland. How'd that all go down?
Very well, mate. All in total, what we had over 350 spectators, had about 150 pilots, pit crew and officials. 56 of those pilots were racing, and we had 25 dedicated to freestyle. But the Australian FPV Racing Association, putting that together, mate, it consists of all clubs from all over Australia. We have 14 clubs spread around Australia's major cities. They came together with a bunch of good blokes and girls, put this course together and held the event. We had CASA there, the Civil Aviation Safety Authority. We had the MAAA, Model Aeronautical Association of Australia, making sure it's all legit and all looked after.
So if people are keen, if some of the listeners are kind of thinking, hang on, I like the sound of that. How can they get involved with Sydney Multi-Rotor Racing Club?
Basically, mate, if they head over to our website, we've got sydneydroneracing.com. Our website there will show you the current videos we've got from our members participating in different races, as well as give you a link back to the Australian FPV Racing Association website, which will let you choose and have a look at all the clubs spread throughout Australia, so you can choose which one you want to turn up to and have a look at. Basically, mate, we had a lot of people in the audience saying, wow, this looks really interesting. I'd like to learn it. And as a result of that, what arose from that, we've got a flight school that we've been teaching people how to fly with. In the span of half an hour, we've had absolute novices up into the air flying around a course, enjoying themselves in three dimensions. That's basically a flight school, and it's wanted to register your interest. You've just got to head to our site. It's just flight.com.au, FLIIGHT.com.au.
James, mate, sounds bloody fascinating. Thank you for talking to breakfast this morning.
Thank you very much for having me, Nick. So depending on how things go, I might give you a call next week. I've got to train some new pilots and a new technique, so I'll let you know how that goes.
All right, let us know how that goes. Thanks, mate. James Martin from Sydney Multi-Rotor Racing Club. Give him a check out if you think that might be your kind of thing.